Today's words of the day, as we think about reconnecting with the unhurried God, is the right tempo. I'd like to read to you our scripture from the Message paraphrased translation by Eugene Peterson. It really spoke to me when I read it. Are you tired, worn out, burned out of religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitted on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Do these words speak to you? Are you tired? Are you worn out? Anyone out there tired or worn out? Some days I sure am. Does it feel like, or have you felt like, burdens have been laid upon you, piled on you? The burden of relationships, old and new, the burden of health concerns, the burden of paying all your bills on time, the burden of health concerns and waiting for test results, and on and on. It just seems like things pile on us every day. And sometimes we just can't juggle it all. Jesus says in our scripture, come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. When we share our load, whatever burdens we carry, with Jesus, we become lighter. Our worries are less. When we share them all, our load is easier to bear. Jesus says, walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitted on you. The more traditional wording is the scripture that Beth read, which is, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Some believe, as a carpenter, Jesus would have made a yoke, the yokes that go on oxen. I imagine that Jesus would have taken the time and the care to make sure the yoke fit the pair of oxen just right, so that they each would carry enough but not too much of the load. The word easy in our text is more clearly translated as well-fitted. And this is so that one animal would not carry more of the burden than the other. And the oxen, as oxen wear the yoke, their actions are aligned. That's the other part about the yoke that is interesting. When one turns, the other turns with them. They're forced to because of the yoke. Jesus wants us to learn this way from wearing a yoke together with him. And then this interesting line in our text from the Message translation, and I wonder where it came from, are you burned out on religion? I think some of us are burned out on religion this week or this month, right? It seems so fitting that it was placed here in this time and this place for us as we worry and grieve and think about our tradition, the Methodist tradition. Well, in this text, Jesus is referring to all the religious rules of his day. There were hundreds of rules that people would have to follow to stay faithful to their religion in Jesus' day. And Jesus talks about just two main rules to follow. Jesus was referenced, so in these two rules, Jesus talks about it makes it easier to follow and learn from him because he's talking about the two greatest commandments. First, love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And the second, love your neighbor as yourself. Two simple and not so simple rules. It would be easy to follow Jesus if we followed his actions. The burden would be light knowing the bottom line was so simple. In John Wesley's notes on the New Testament, he says about this text, "For my yoke is easy." John Wesley feels as though easy means gracious, sweet, benign, delightful. When I think about this text, I think about a three-legged race. In a three-legged race, the two middle legs are tied together. So two people have to reach their goal by what? Communicating and figuring out how they're going to walk together, walk in step so that they might reach their goal and maybe each reach their goal first to win the three-legged race. And the reason I think of this is because with this text, I believe Jesus is telling us to stay in step with him, communicating with him, giving him all of our worries, following his example of love. I'd like to close with a reflection by Monica Moss, who I found in the Common English Bible, the Women's Bible. So it's got all little texts on women. So here, I'd like to close with this. In his message of love in Matthew, we discover the promise that we'll find rest through intimate kinship. Jesus reminds us that he is concerned with our well-being. He gently encourages those who struggle hard and carry heavy loads to embrace his offer of abundant rest and peace. Jesus' willingness assumes our struggles and pains and completely understands our fragile human condition. As we succumb to comparison, materialism, busyness, Jesus awaits our surrender. As we are overwhelmed by exhaustion, responsibility, and daily obligation, Jesus invites us to cast all of our cares upon him. As the gospel song goes, Jesus knows all about our troubles. Within his perfect embrace, we are assured a safe place to liberate our worries, release our fears, and unload our guilt. In Jesus, we find rest for our soul. Living freely and lightly is giving up our burdens and are sharing them with Jesus. Sometimes it's hard to give them up because our culture tells us we need to carry all this stuff and say that we're okay. But Jesus says, "Give me your burdens." Jesus says it's easy or well-fitted when we're in step, in rhythm, or the right tempo with him. Amen.